God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
It's wedding week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Duncan and Olivia joining us together this morning. Olivia, let's start with you. What's going on?
My fiance, Duncan, works for a not-for-profit. He's very sweet, and I love him very, very much, but he wants to ask all of our wedding guests not to give us any gifts and instead make donations to their favorite charities. And again, I love him and I think that's really, really sweet, but I'm an elementary school teacher and he works for a not-for-profit and we really could use the gifts and the money to like get us a little head start and get ahead of some of the debt that we have.
Yeah, Duncan, you don't like money?
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, who doesn't like money? Right.
Duncan, why are you anti-money?
Money. Like, it's our wedding. It's not for profit. Like, I don't think we should do it for profit. Like, there's no reason. Besides, we're not even paying for the wedding. Our parents are paying for the entire thing. So there's really no need. We have toasters. We've been together for 4 years. Like, it should go to a good cause.
Toasters is what you would go out and spend the money on first, huh? Well, it's good to know that. I mean, you understand that the tradition of a wedding used to be that, like, the village or the community or whatever would come together and they would provide these things that would create your first homestead, a dowry. Didn't matter if you had been surviving up until that point. I mean, it's meant to be a boost to begin your life together. Is it a moral thing you're worried about here? I don't know. Is there a higher power watching you, preventing you from making a couple bucks? I mean, I love blenders.
No, I just,
you don't want a blender?
I feel as though we're building together and there's no need to take money from our friends. We're going to do well together.
Oh, hippies, man. I can't stand them.
And I totally understand and appreciate what he's saying, and I do. Like, my heart is there, but
right.
At the same time, like, our friends want to help us.
Uh-huh. Olivia wants to go to heaven, Anna. Olivia wants to go to heaven, but she's not upset about making a couple G's.
And paying her mortgage.
Yeah, you know?
Well, right. Guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Olivia. It's not like you're in a position where you have tons of money. You could use the cash. It's a wedding. Let people bring gifts.
Yeah.
But they also may see your side, Duncan. You're passionate about charities. You work for a nonprofit. You're not paying for this wedding, so you're not really no money out of your guys' pocket.
The clothes they make out of burlap are really nice.
Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say and go with that verdict?
I do, absolutely.
You got it. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
It's wedding week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Duncan works for a nonprofit. He's really into charities, and he thinks instead of asking for gifts for their wedding, they should ask for donations instead, especially since they're not paying for the wedding. Her parents are.
Right. Olivia's a teacher. They're both good people. No question about that. But she says, listen, we could use a little boost. There's no question. To get out of debt or have a nest egg for the future, let the people give us things.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I actually agree with both of them. However, I feel like marriage is all about compromise, and they should total up everything that they get and donate a portion of it, and then keep the rest to help themselves out.
And that portion should be 10%.
Right, let's negotiate on that rate. Thank you for the call.
You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court Wedding Week on Star 99.9. It's wedding week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, and Duncan, you know what? He's a good guy. He works for a nonprofit. He believes in giving money to charity. He says since her parents are paying for the wedding, it's no skin off their back. They should ask people to donate the gifts and not really give them any money. Yeah. Olivia, not on board.
Right. Well, Olivia says, listen, we're young. I work a teacher's job. You're a nonprofit. We're not trying to capitalize on all this stuff, but it'd be all right if we made a little bit of dough.
Yeah. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Sienna and Raven.
Hi, I'm actually on the wife's side. Even though I work for a nonprofit and I can totally appreciate the husband's point of view, but as someone going to the wedding, like, I can always support a nonprofit, right? I don't need a wedding to do it, but as you're going to a wedding, you want to support the couple. You want to give a gift to the couple. And I think it's strange for the guest to have to give to a nonprofit.
Right. I mean, a lot of times it's not a cause necessarily that they would choose. They might have one of their own choosing, that kind of thing. So I think that makes an interesting point.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I think when people are going to a wedding, they're specifically giving that gift to the couple because they love them and their friends, not because it's going to a charity.
Thank you for the call. Have a great morning. Anna and Raven, last call. Whose side are you on?
Actually, I'm on both of their sides. When my son got married, whatever they would have spent for savings for the wedding, they
donated to the Wounded Warriors, and then they could get gifts from the guests.
Yeah, but that, I mean, I see a lot of couples do that, where instead of giving a favor, you know, some tchotchke, they donate a sum of money to... I like that. I think that's a great idea.
Did you just call it a tchotchke? What's a tchotchke?
A tchotchke?
Yeah.
It's like a nonsense thing.
I've
like,
never heard that.
Like, here's a salt shaker, or here's, like, a little figurine or some nonsense like that.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Olivia, our audience agreed with you. Duncan, your heart is in the right place, but your brain isn't.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's so not nice to say it, but if you can get the cash and it can give you a head start on your marriage and your life together, people want to help you. They want to contribute. Let them do that.
Oh, like, if I have cash, we're going to get lame, like, cake holders. And
No, we're not. I swear. We're gonna set this up so that we are not going to get the lame things that you don't want. There's so many great sites out there now where we will just register and it'll be fine. I promise. I promise, Speedy. I really do.
Just be humble with the cash there, all right? There, Duncan, be humble. Don't make it rain at the after party, all right? You know, because that will be a little bit insulting.
Very true. Very true. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com.